proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue to examine biblical Israel and her neighbors, turning our attention to their north-northeast neighbors, the Syrians. The country of Syria was also known in the Bible as Aram. That land and its inhabitants played important roles in the history of biblical Israel and the Jewish people. The Syrians often waged war against the Jews. In the 8th chapter of 2 Samuel, for instance, David defeated the Syrians in battle. He killed 22,000 soldiers and placed garrisons in Damascus, the capital of Syria. When Syrian forces allied with the Ammonites to fight against David's armies, as recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 10, David's generals Joab and Abishai gained a victory over the Syrians. Conflicts between the Syrians and the Jews continued after the Jewish nation divided into the northern and southern kingdoms. King Ahab of Israel went to battle against King Ben-Hadad of Syria, an incident described in 1 Kings chapter 20. In the days of Elisha the prophet, Syrian armies attacked Israel and besieged the city of Samaria. The Syrians later joined the northern kingdom of Israel in an unsuccessful alliance against the southern kingdom of Judah. Not all interactions with Syrians came through warfare, though. Elisha gave instructions to Naaman, a renowned Syrian general of his day. He told Naaman about how Naaman could cure the leprosy that afflicted him. Naaman followed that advice, and God healed him. As a result, Naaman switched his spiritual alliance to the God of Israel. In the 4th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus took note of Naaman's healing, citing it as an example of God's grace in action, shown even to Gentiles. God executed judgments on all of Israel's northern neighbors. That included Syria. In the 2nd chapter of the book of Zephaniah, that prophet declared how God, quote, will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation and dry like a wilderness, unquote. According to Jeremiah chapter 50, God will, quote, raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken, unquote. The 11th chapter of Daniel suggested that the Persians would fall to the, quote, realm of Grecia, unquote. A possible reference to Alexander the Great's victories over Persia in the 4th century B.C. According to the 1st chapter of Amos' book, God declared, quote, I will break also the bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitants from the plain of Avon, and him that holdeth the scepter from the house of Eden. And the people of Syria shall go into captivity unto Kir, saith the Lord, unquote. The empires of Assyria and Babylon no longer exist. Persian, today called Iran, Persia no longer has an empire. Yet Syria as a nation remains a thorn in modern-day Israel's side. Nevertheless, God will deal with that situation, as he did with the others. God will protect the Jewish people from their enemies, as he promised to do throughout the Old Testament. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.